from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
C.J. Stroud last year is coming off of a offensive rookie of the year performance, over 4,000 yards, about 25 touchdowns, played outstanding. And so that was year one. How do you follow up year one? Well, let's talk about the brain trust. What did they do? What did Houston do? They went and got another number one receiver to go with Nico Collins, to go with Tank Dell in the slot. They got Stephon Diggs. We saw the monumental jump in production that Josh Allen had when he had Stephon Diggs. Not only that, you have continuity with your offensive coordinator. Bobby Slowick is still there. Joe Mixon is your running back now. There's so much continued, not only success, but even improvement along that team.
That is Sam Acho on ESPN. The Diggs acquisition to Houston. Will he be their leading receiver this year, Sal?
No.
I think I'd agree. I mean, if it's Diggs versus the field, I take the field. I think even if you made me bet him versus someone, I think I'd probably still say Nico Collins.
Yeah, I think that's a better bet. What's Tank Dell's situation right now?
Tank Dell, I guess, is good. He's good to go. He's healthy. He was participating in mini camp. I want to just make sure that he was doing it in full. I believe he was. Yeah, he's coming off, what, torn ACL and... He had a traumatic experience. He was involved in a, like, not he was, you know, he was on the victim side of things, a shooting this offseason where was wounded. That shooting, I don't think, I think if I remember right, there were nobody died from that, but still. Minor injury from the shooting just after midnight. So he had a traumatic experience this offseason too, but I think he's good to go. I think Tank Dell's good to go.
I would bet not on Stephon Diggs. Yeah, I'd take the field if you gave me that. I don't know who it will be.
Yeah.
Probably Collins, but I wouldn't bet on Diggs to be their number one guy.
803-0550 is the phone number. I did throw a poll up on our question that we were discussing a little bit last segment on. Would you take Keon Coleman being as good as Gabe Davis? And right now, 64% say no. 64% say no, which I think is... I'm not surprising to me that that's the majority opinion. That's a good number two, but I think there's definitely a hope that he can be more than that. Let's go to the phones. Greg in Toronto's next up. What's up, Greg?
Good morning, Sal. Good morning, Joe. So I think I would take that stat of what's his name?
Keon Coleman.
Coleman?
No, not Coleman.
Diggs?
He left the build. Not Diggs, but Davis.
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 I would take that because I think everything's going to be spread out more. I think Allen's not going to be forced to get Diggs the ball. I don't think that Allen has to force the ball to anybody now to keep him quiet, essentially. So I think it's going to be a thing where you're going to have three guys, Coleman, Kincaid, and Shakir, all getting maybe 800 yards and, you know, 70 touchdowns each. Because, again, I think everything will be more spread out and not have to have that forced situation. Because there was a stat that showed that Shakir had just as many yards as Diggs did on half the targets, mm-hmm. right? So I think if you're going to be able to spread it out, like, I think he can. I think it's going to be really good to have, a room full of equally distributed passes to the entire quarterback, receiver room, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This is also, Joe, we're talking about this being a Keon Coleman point and where he fits. It's also a Gabe Davis point and what his role was, right? I mean, like, he was kind of your clear number two receiver, right? And what that meant with Stephon Diggs next to him versus now what Keon Coleman means with a whole group of guys where you're expecting now this to be very spread out. I like the point by Greg. It will be much more spread out. It does feel like the last couple of years, if you look, it was more, it's not just Diggs. It was a concentration of Diggs Davis, really, where you needed to get the bulk of your targets coming from.
Yeah. Here is, okay, here I found it. Yards per target. He made the comment about how, you know, Shakir and Diggs, like second half of the year, they had similar yardage, almost the same yardage, and the targets were almost completely different. Yards per target from week 11 on. So this is the Joe Brady Bills. So the whole league, once Joe Brady became the offensive coordinator. Yards per target in the NFL, Stephon Diggs was 102nd, which was dead last among players with 10-plus targets, and Khalil Shakir was first, number one.
Mm-hmm.
So here's... I almost get triggered when I hear, you know, well, no, Allen doesn't have to force the ball to Diggs anymore. Because I guess I get it because it's recency bias, right? Like, what's the last thing we saw? I think, though, what you should be treating it like is, what were the first 3.5 years of Diggs? Did we ever say that it was a problem that they were forcing the ball to Diggs for 3.5 years? No, because it worked all the time for 3.5 years. Is it, you tell me this, Al, is it also fair to say that the last month of last year and into the playoffs, they were forcing the ball to Diggs? Because he got a lot of targets, and it very clearly, I mean, I just pointed the stats out, yards per target, like it very clearly was not effective.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Joe, what is, can you explain yards per target to people?
Just literally, like, how many yards you have for every target. So if you have, you know, if you have 10 targets and 100 yards.
But it's where you are when the target happens, not at the end of the.
No, play. No. This is not air yards. This is just total. Correct. Total yards. So if you have 100.
Oh, I got. Oh, so it is total yards. Okay.
Yeah, it's just total yards. If you have 100 yards on 10 targets, then you have 10 yards per target. That's it. No, nothing. No worry about air yards.
So it's not
like that.
It's not where you were targeted on the field.
Correct. Yeah, this is just straight
up yards.
Because
that is separate. I have, right, and I can do team. I don't actually. No, I can do player too. There's a way to look at that as well. That's air yards targeted basically.
I could tell you that too. And I think
yes.
Without
because that would be more of the are you forcing it to him? Because if you break a tackle, you know, Stephon Diggs gets the one against Miami early in the season. He spins the guy around, breaks the tackle. I mean, that's a far different play if he gets tackled there.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I think before I look, I'll look it up in the break of like what happened there. I would guess his yards per target came way down with Joe Brady. Because many screen passes did they throw to him?
That's the point I'm making. Yes.
Yeah. So I do think that that's a part of this. And to be fair, like this could be a Brady criticism even if you want. Diggs is not, he had that play against Miami. But Diggs has never been a guy where you throw it to him in space and then he makes three guys miss, you know, and runs to the house. Like, it just wasn't really his game. It's not really his play. So it was always weird to me that they were going for that. This year, I think the Curtis Samuel is going to have that play.
So average length of reception. So like where, this isn't just targets, though, okay? This is you have to catch
reception.
The ball, too.
Okay, yep.
Okay. Length of reception. So it's basically air yards. Where, how far you are downfield on your average catch.
Okay.
Of 139 qualifiers for this. By the way, that includes running backs, so I don't just have receivers.
Okay.
It's unfair because running backs catch it behind the line. There's literally guys with negative, right? A lot of guys because they're running backs behind the line of scrimmage. All right. Stephon Diggs ranked last year 64th, 7.33. Do you want to guess where Gabe Davis ranked?
Even though he didn't catch as many downfield, I'd still guess he's way above that.
Fifth in the league.
Yeah. Yep.
12.58.
Yep.
Here are your top guys in that, here are your top guys in that category. This is average length of reception last year, the regular season, where you were, how far you were down the field, average for all the catches you had, just catches.
Mm-hmm.
Amari Cooper. Brandon Ayuk, Alec Pierce, DJ Chark, Gabe Davis, Rashid Shaheed, Justin Jefferson, George Pickens.
Okay.
That's a good group.
That is a good group. Yeah.
To be amongst. I mean, you go down even further, it's Tank Dell, Mike Evans, Odell Beckham, DK Metcalf.
Right. 803-0550 is the phone number. John in Niagara Falls next up. What's up, John?
You know, Gabe Davis had a catch rate of 57%. That's like dropping half the ones that go to him. Why is everybody so upset about losing Gabe Davis?
I don't. Is anyone upset? Are you hearing a lot of people upset?
To?
Well, people wringing their hands, you know, oh, what do we do about, you know, Gabe Davis was so good, blah, blah, blah. I think he was a disaster. 57%.
I don't think anyone's doing that, though.
What's that?
I don't think anyone's actually doing that.
Yeah, but you think he was? I mean,
most people are actually answering in Joe's poll. Most people are actually answering to the effect of the other way, which is no. Keon Coleman needs to be better than Davis because Davis wasn't that guy you're describing that they're saying. I am I wrong? I don't think John. I don't think people are doing that.
Well, okay, you know, because it seems like he gets defended and people bring up his good points a lot. And, you know,
well,
nationally they do that, but nationally they don't know anything about him.
I think he was a fine player, John. Like, I think one other thing I don't think many people would agree with is that you said he was a disaster. I don't think he's a disaster.
No. Right. You're right. Yeah, that was hyperbole.
Yeah. Thanks, John, for the call. Like, Davis, I think they could do better than Gabe Davis as their number two receiver. I don't hear a lot of outrage that he's not here at all. Like, what... Would he help if he was still here? Sure, but I also didn't want to see the Bills pay him $15 or $13 million a year to keep him.
That's where I land, which is I think Gabe Davis was exactly what you said, a fine player, and I would put him in this offense right now at $5 or $6 million a year.
Yeah.
Not at what he got. I mean, that's just too rich for the Bills, and they can't pay him that money. And Jacksonville did. But I do think he possesses a skill set that they could use. And I agree with John that there were, you know, the catch rate. That's also, let's remember what I just said. I mean, his average depth of target also, I don't have that on me, way down the field. It's tougher to catch balls way down the field than it is short balls. So you're going to have that. And, you know, that's on the quarterback too. So you have to think about that with his catch rate. It's not just, but he was inconsistent. He did drop some passes. Gabe Davis is a nice player. Gabe Davis would help this team this year. But you can't pay him what the Jacksonville Jaguars paid him to be on this team this year.
I could not imagine. Especially after trading Diggs, I don't even think they could have. You know, if they thought that they were going to have to eat that big cap hit, I don't even think they could have afforded $13 million for Gabe Davis. I guess they could have.
To John's point, Joe, real quick, I will defend Gabe Davis to a lot of the, he was a disaster, and I know, John, you'd retracted that. I get it. But, like, I don't think that either. Like, I will defend him from that. I think Gabe Davis is a good NFL wide receiver. I think he outperformed his draft position. I think the Bills could use him for sure. This came down to me to money, financials, and role altogether, and it just wasn't a fit. And I understand that, to me, like, if Gabe Davis had one more year left on his rookie contract, I think that would have been a good thing for the Bills to have him for one more year.
I agree with that. 803-0550 is the phone number. Mike in Buffalo, if you stay on hold, we'll get you right when we come back in the break. Really quick, just because we mentioned these stats, Diggs, the average depth of target, he went down about a full yard from the Dorsey offense last year to the Joe Brady offense. So it did go down. It wasn't like a crazy amount, but it was lower than it had been previously in his career also. 803-0550, we'll get to you, Mike. There's a Children's Network that might be going away. There's some rumors, and I'm upset about it. Get to that, too. They're on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.